In 64 AD, the city of Rome caught fire. Emperor Nero, emerging from his personal pool at the Imperial Palace, looked around to his attendants and said, "Get dressed, bitches. We're going out. Rome looks lit tonight." I'm Evan Hall, and you're listening to The Woke Report.
Shut up and sit down.
In a world where fake news has been attacked and debunked, two men bravely walk into the deep end.
Oh, it's cold.
Something touched my foot.
Oh, stop splashing me. Oh.
This is The Woke Report. Everything on this program is purely satire. Adult language may be used. Viewer discretion is advised. Well, thank you for tuning in here to The Woke Report. I am Ethan Chadwick. With me, as always, is Evan Hall. And tonight's top...
This is an alert by the National Alert System. This is not a test. The United States government has confirmed a extraterrestrial...
Silence, puny, robotic space voice. I am Star King Dandernon, and I am here to tell you that I will destroy your planet, and I will turn it into a parking lot for a mall I'm going to establish on Jupiter. Go and be with your families for the last day of your lives. Your pathetic, useless lives. Out. Okay, well, our feed is back, and we want to thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes, our top story this evening comes to us from Bloomington, Indiana, where a rash of one-sock burglaries is terrorizing a small town in the middle of America. We go on location to Brett Richards. Brett?
Yes, thank you, Evan. I am Brett Richards. My friends do call me Abigail. I would strongly discourage you from doing so, sir. But could you... tell everyone what your name is.
My name is Richard Ferguson.
Richard Ferguson, nice to meet you. Well, we're here in your hometown to talk about kind of a string of robberies. Is that correct?
Yes, I've been in this neighborhood for 20 years, and I've never been more scared to leave my home and go out on the street at night.
And why is that?
Well, not just at my house, but in houses all around this part of town, we have been receiving a series of burglaries in which a single sock has been taken from every house.
A single sock?
Yes. I woke up one day, I took the laundry down to the basement to have it done, and when I come home after going on a quick errand over to Costco, come back and the matching sock is gone. And it's not just me, it's my next-door neighbor Linda, and Brett down the street, and Johnny on the other side of the neighborhood. So we're all really concerned.
Yeah, that sounds stupid.
It's terrifying, really. This burglar doesn't leave prints. There's no evidence. Nothing else is taken or broken. It's just one sock.
So
and
what
it's
you're
driving
telling
me nuts.
So what you're telling me is that you guys are losing socks in the laundry like everybody across the country does, and you're thinking that someone is just stealing them.
No. See, I've done a map, and I've tried to pinpoint the location. It's all coming from this neighborhood. One sock from a single pair, and it's always our favorite pair of socks. I mean, the pair I had with one sock going missing, it was my official hand puppet sock. I mean, we're all experiencing the loss of one of our favorite pairs of socks. It's terrifying. I mean, can I really even trust to leave my laundry alone at home?
Honestly, who gives a shit?
Well, clearly the neighborhood does because we're all terrified.
Terrified because you guys are losing your socks.
No, a burglar is
in the laundry.
A burglar is taking
this legitimately happens all the time to everybody.
Not like it does here. Because it is a coordinated attack. And I've
You're an idiot.
No, it's clearly happening.
There's clearly no story here. I'm going to send it back to you guys in the studio.
And that's quite simply why you got to use duct tape.
Covers the screams, that's for sure.
Oh, and we are back here. Thank you, Brett, for that report. Scary situation out there.
Yeah, especially occurring in America's heartland. Very, very difficult to comprehend.
Very disheartening, if you know what I mean.
I see what you did there.
That was bad. That was clever.
That was bad. That
was
clever.
Okay. We go now to one of our favorite segments, By the Numbers.
Welcome to By the Numbers. I'm Evan Hall, here to bring you some stats and figures to revolutionize your life. Today we're talking about distance. It's a concept that a lot of people seem to struggle with, but I'm here to let you in on a little bit of the facts of distance, I guess. So let's start off the first one. 24,874 miles. That is the length of the equator. Now, if you took one of those foot-long hot dogs you can get at a place like Sonic, and you line them up around the equator, that's like 500,000 hot dogs, which is delicious, by the way. But anyway, moving on. 365 million miles is the distance between Earth and Jupiter. So say you, build a mall on Jupiter and have a parking lot where Earth is, I don't know. I would say that length is way too far just to get an Orange Julius and a Build-A-Bear. And our last number for this evening, 35 feet. That is the distance between the kitchen and the bedroom. But my newly exed wife, Deborah, decided that she was too tired to ever make sweet jungle love. And then I wake up the next week, and she's gone and left me for Brenda, who is the usual suspect in my marriage breakdowns. Huh, Stacy? It doesn't feel so good now, does it? It's a little bit heart-wrenching when your family is torn apart by some harlot who destroys everything you've been working for, and now I have two failed marriages, a son that won't even talk to me, and it's frustrating. How do you like it now? Sweet revenge, biatch. Sweet revenge. Although I would say, if you would like to try this marriage again, I would totally be in favor of trying to put our family back together, because Kyle needs his parents. With By the Numbers, I'm Evan Hall.
This is. Damn it, Bryce, I told you we weren't doing that today. We apologize, folks. Due to budget constraints, we will no longer be offering the small picture here on our program. Thank you. In lieu of that, we're going to play Would You Rather. Welcome to Would You Rather. So, Evan.
Yes.
Would you rather wear a tie in a cheese factory or swim with a penguin in the Antarctic?
I'd probably have to choose.
That is all the time we have today for this game. Thank you for playing.
Science Corner with Forks and Spoons.
Welcome to the Science Corner. We are joined once again by our in-house scientists.
Yeah, they're over here now, in case people forgot.
Yeah, in case you forgot, they, in fact, were fired from their positions at University College, and they are now serving us full-time.
Not paying them though. Yeah.
But they are here to tell us about something that they've been working on in our lab here. Where is the lab?
Yeah, we're.
I'm not sure where the lab is. But anyway, they're here to tell us what they've been working on.
Trust the process.
We want to thank them for joining us now in studio. Dr. Forks and Mr. Spoons.
Hello. Evan and Ethan, and it's Dr. Spoons, as I've explained on numerous occasions.
Pretty
sure it is.
Anyway,
yes.
Leaving aside personal alternative facts,
okay.
Can we just tell us a little bit about what you guys have been working on?
All right. Well, we have something that is going to really take it and put it in the face of those asshats over at University College. Have you ever been wearing Heelys and you thought, you know what would be awesome is if we had off-road capabilities? Well, my distinguished colleague and I are here to present to you Heelys with off-road capabilities. These are all-terrain Heelys.
Yes, they are revolutionary, and we are really excited about the possibilities. I mean, because you always have these problems when you're using your Heelys and your hydroplaning when you, as you go past the women, and we've got to, you know, take into account that there are other places that we want to use our Heelys, not just on, you know, sidewalks and streets and on the dance floor, you know, in the skating arena. I mean, there's other places you're going to want to use them, and that was really what birthed this project. Really is that our desire to be able to use Heelys in virtually any situation.
Yeah, like many of you, I too have been on hikes wearing Heelys and said, you know what, I wish I could just glide across the Sierra Mountains. Well, our invention allows that. These new Heelys have a new suspension fortifications in them that allow you to glide like you're on a cloud over even the most rough terrain.
And how exactly do those work?
Well, thanks to new technology we got from a Department of Defense grant, we were able to improve the wheel, expand it, give it better grip, and also, as I mentioned with the suspension springs now inside the shoe, you know, it really feels like you're gliding on a sheet of ice on a smooth, crisp winter day.
I am just a little bit confused. Because I'm just trying to picture how this all fits into a shoe.
Well, I think my distinguished colleague, Dr. Forks, can talk about more of the design of the shoe.
Yes. So basically what we've done is we've made the shoe just a little bit bigger. It now, instead of being the average shoe size, we instead have made it so it is the size of a small car. And that will allow us to be able to fit the housing for all of this hardware that we're putting in there. And honestly, it's revolutionary. It's revolutionary.
I gotta ask, how can you fit 1 foot in each shoe if each shoe is the size of a small car?
Well, don't be daft. Obviously, we've made it so that the spot where your foot goes in is, in fact, the same size as the original shoes. It's just you had to make the sole a lot thicker and wider in order to, you know, make that the wheel fit.
Yeah, plus when you include things like safety measures like airbags, and AC systems, an AM/FM radio, door locks. It does get to be a little bit bigger than your average shoe, but we think that the additions and improvements we've been able to make on the original design far outweigh any of the costs of wearing the Heely.
Oh, yes, and also, I mean, we have, you know, all these safety features that come standard on them, and we've also, you know, just, we had to make space for a tank for gasoline so that you could power the wheels if you so desired. And that, of course, we had to make it a little bit bigger as well.
Cup cozies up in, yes, the front for even for the big gulp sized drinks. You had to have those. I mean,
well, obviously.
Rims,
I mean,
are
anybody
an option.
That's a true American, whether or not you were born here, knows that they need to have those cup holders.
Yes, plus for a limited time, our listeners can purchase the Low Rider edition of the Heely, which looks really nice if you're going to go on a drag race and impress the ladies, as Heelys have done numerous times in the past.
Yes, and we also do have an added feature that you can buy that does make it so that you are much less likely to hydroplane while using it. And it, again, those who are listening, if you go to our website, just use the promo code Forks and Spoons. Actually, no, sorry, the promo code is Sporks. And if you just go there and use that promo code, you can get those for the very heavily discounted price of $40,000.
Yes, these are a steal at this price. I mean, we are talking all the features you could ever want in Heelys. Plus more, like heated seats and, you know, great miles per gallon capabilities on this vehicle. It really is Considering the warranty we also throw in, this is the perfect time to go to your local dealer and get these Heelys.
Yes, absolutely.
It makes you want to say Happy Heely Days.
Oh, I get it. I got that reference. Well, thanks a lot, guys, for coming in. Before we let you go, though, just one thing I got to ask. I mean, we've been talking a lot about the price of this and all these added features, but something that I don't really feel like you addressed that I think the listeners would really appreciate knowing just a little bit more about is, are forks and spoons your given names or are they nicknames? Well, that is a very good question. We want to thank you for having us on, and we will get back to you guys next time.
It's always a pleasure.
On Science Corner. All right. Well, okay. Thanks. Thanks for joining us.
I still felt a little bit was left to be desired with that presentation.
Right.
You know, we're talking about, you know, a very expensive vehicle that's supposedly a Heely, and they won't tell us if forks and spoons are their real names.
It's quite frankly, it's unprofessional.
Well, you know what, listeners? We are never going to give up until we get the answers that you
want. We will
want.
Do our journalistic duty.
We will hold them
in
accountable.
Finding that answer.
Alternative fact, my ass.
Yes. We turn now to our next story, which comes to us out of Alaska. It is snowing. Next up, we go to another foreign correspondent. This one is our afterlife correspondent, Doug McDougalls, and he actually has an exclusive interview. We had to push to this time because it was the only time that fit with his schedule, but this is a big interview. To my understanding, it is the first interview with this individual ever on live, well, not live, but on radio, on podcasts. We'll send it out to you, Doug. Hey, yo, this is Doug. I'm here in hell, and I gotta say, hell yeah. I've been waiting a while for that one. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good stuff, you know? Pretty good stuff. Oh, also, did you know that it's hot as hell in here? And also, I'm fine as hell right now. Oh, but I digress. Well, I am here with a very, very important person. That would be the devil. How are you doing today, sir?
Yes. Prince of Darkness is doing very well. Still keeping up to my usual, stopping natural disasters, sinking Titanics, burning those who've been condemned after to lifespan sinning and debauchery.
Yeah, speaking of those guys that are down here, I've got to ask you about a few different people to figure out if they're down here or not, and if,
okay.
I mean, I are you allowed to say that?
I'm good. I can give them out to all of our guests down here.
All right, well, awesome. I mean, this one I think is obvious, but I just wanted to double check. Hitler is down here, correct?
Yeah, sometimes I wonder who's teaching whom about evil. I mean, this guy is really sick. That's coming from the Lord of Flies himself, Beelzebub.
No, it's, well, I mean, I was kind of expecting that. What I guess would be kind of a person or group down here that most people probably wouldn't expect to be down here?
Cats. Lots of every cat, really, has been down here.
Do all cats come here?
Yes, they go straight to the lake of fire.
Well, I mean, I guess they did say that all dogs go to heaven. They just never said where the cats went.
Well, now you know. I mean, these little evil bastards have been had a cup.
that's awesome. And I guess with that, would you, I guess, does that mean that the Egyptians are here too?
Yes, they fell into the grandfather clause by which the thing you have been worshiping was said to the underworld. Therefore, you spend an entire journey along with underworld. It's like taking one for the team. You know, you really got to commit. You know, we put everyone who comes down here through a rigorous torture process, boiling lake, eyes gouging out internally, 50 billion lashes, forced origami classes. It's
oh, that's the worst.
Absolutely. I spare no expense in making sure that those who are down feel it for all eternity.
Well, I mean, I guess you're just doing your job, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so I guess
Who's someone else? What about Stalin?
Stalin? Yeah, we keep him in a special cell where he is simultaneously trampled on by all million, 100 million people that communism has killed over the past 20th century.
So I guess you don't show preference to the people that kind of supported your cause of committing sin and killing people.
Well, it is a deal when you sign up with Team Devil. I mean, everybody knows it's in the contract. Just because it's in like 0.5 font, I still think, you know, people know what they have coming for them. I gave them earthly power. All I ask in return is that they use them as my personal whipping post for time and eternity.
So who, I guess my last question would be, who would be one person that people would probably expect to be down here, but isn't?
Let's see. King Henry VIII. I mean, you can behead all the ladies you want in life, and I just can't do anything about that deathbed conversion. Even the Legion of Evil can't. Can't stop a guy from confessing all to his Lord. So.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for joining us. We're going to skedaddle and get the hell out of here.
You know, you say one more damn hell joke and I'm going to keep you down here for all eternity. I swear to me that I'm going to keep you down here.
All right. Well, I'm going to send it back to the studio then. Ethan and Evan?
Well, thanks, Doug. Well, I know I would be scared as hell if I were Doug right now.
He's staying here, that's it.
Oh, well, shit. Well, I guess, Steve, if you're listening, it seems that we're going to have an opening for the head reporter position that you've been asking about. Yeah, I guess we'll see what happens there. We want to go now to... a story that is developing as we speak, and we actually have our own Mickey Fox on the scene to investigate what appears to be a lion has escaped the zoo, and it's not too far from it, but it's like up in a tree, but they don't want to shoot it because it's they don't want it to get hurt and stuff. I don't know. We're going to send it out to Mickey. So, Mickey.
Hello, guys. I'm here. As was said, there is an escaped lion from the zoo. He is up here amongst the trees. Where I am, I've tried to get closer to try and get what the lion has to say. Why did he escape? Why did he decide that he was going to make a run for it? He totally Shawshank Redemptioned the New York Zoo. So it was pretty exciting stuff. Craig, are you getting this?
What?
Are you getting this? We're about to talk with a lion.
Yes, I'm getting it.
Well, someone is moody today, apparently. More moody than normal, which is saying something.
Yeah, and you would know all about being moody, wouldn't you?
No, I know all about talking to animals. That's what
you
I
You know shit about talking to animals.
Clearly I'm next to
you
this
lion. You are not Dr. Doolittle. By the way, that was fake. You realize that, right?
See how lovely this lion is? Totally
I would definitely trust. Keep your hand away from the lion right now.
I'm building trust with a key source for this story.
I'm going to back away now.
No, don't back away. It's hard enough for you to understand when it's time to record anywho. And if you're farther away, it's only going to get worse. Besides, I think the lion is about to tell us something. Lion, say something. I know you're scared. I know you don't want to go back to the zoo. You just want to live a life.
I really don't want to go to the emergency room tonight. Can you please not have
I'm
your
trying
hand
to get. Hold on a second. You just want to be a regular New York
person. Sir, we would ask you to put your hands away from the lion.
I'm trying.
There is a police line. Please, please come out from the police line.
You people need to know that this lion has feel. It just wants to be a regular New Yorker, go to Yankees games, complain about the Knicks, just like anybody else, but he's not given that chance because he's caged up.
Sir, we really are going to need you to stop touching the lion. Please come outside of the police tape.
I'm not about to do that. This is a breaking story. I am paid to get this close to animals.
Sir, I can just say that this is a bad idea. Yeah, dude, you really need to not do that.
It's not a bad idea. This is a brave encounter with an animal. You saw all those nature shows. Well, why don't we be like that? Well, let's get closer to the lion. But you keep backing up.
You understand this is a wild animal, right?
This is a scared animal who just wants to be loved.
You're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot. I'm a professional. So why don't you get a little bit closer with the... Ow! 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 Oh, bad lion. Bad lion. I was trying to take your side. Bad lion. Oh.
I ran away. I ran away. I ran away.
And that was the last time I'll ever use the steam room.
Well, we want to thank you guys for tuning in here to the Woke Report. You can find us on Twitter at Woke Report. You can also email us, wokereport@gmail.com. You can find me, Ethan Chadwick, at EthanChadwick15 on Twitter. And you can also find Evan here at EvanHall62 on Twitter. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day and stay woke.
Shut up and sit down.